Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Dalet on the base, the beginning of the last perek. Shnei Dayanei Gezeiros Hayu Yerushalayim. There were two people which were Dayanim in Yerushalayim. The more is going to grapple with what it means they were Dayanei Gezeiros. They were in the their Piskei Halacha were significant. Admon V'chonon Ben Avi Shalom. The Tosfos is grapples over here with the girsa of whether it's Avshalom or Avishalom. Tosfos says that we know that Avshalom was in the Chelek Olam Haba, and we know that there's a pasuk Mishlei B'Shem Rishayim Yirkov, which means that the Mor says in Yuma that Loi Maskina B'Shmayu, we do not try and use the name anymore. We don't put people's names with the name of a Rosh. You don't name somebody after, with the name which is the name of a Rosh. So the girsa has to be Avishalom and not Avshalom. And then Tosfos goes to Gemaras, which seemed to be challenging to that. Shevna, there was a Shevna who was a Rosh. The Gemara says there were two Shevnas. One was not a Rosh, so we're not naming it after the Rosh one. We're naming it after the non-Rosh one. Okay. Fine. So the Mishnah says that Chonon Omer Shnei Devarim and Adman Omer Shiva. So that's going to be our Perek. These statements that they said, now some of them are relevant directly to, or the starting point is relevant to Sefer Ksubos, and then from there it goes to other topics. Okay, Misha Halach Medina Siyam Isha Tzvas Mezonis. A person is away, and his wife, while the person is away, his wife is requesting her to be supported from the husband's property. Siyam Mezonis. Okay. Sorry? The man went away to Mezonis Siyam, and she needs Mezonis. From her, so she's coming to take sell some of the property to be able to get mezonos. So Chanan Omer Tishava B'Sevel Tishava B'Tchila Nechel Kulav B'nei Kahanim G'derlim V'Amru Tishava B'Tchila U'B'Sev. So what's the B'Sev? What's the B'Tchila? When she's come to collect mezonos, that's called tchila. Eventually we hear that the husband has died, and she's come to collect the property to pay for the ksuba, so that we have this, so we require over there a shuwa that she's not taken in possession of any property of the husband for herself inappropriately, and that whatever she's collecting now for the ksuba, she deserves to get for the ksuba. She doesn't have anything that she's taken already for the ksuba. That's when that happens. But meanwhile, while she's collecting mezonos, there's no need for her to make a shua. The Mekan of Gederlim said that that's not true. She has to swear to kill a seif. And Amr Bidoysa ben Hirchanis, Kiddi Reim. Bidoysa ben Hirchanis says that they're correct. Amr Yechim and Zakai, Yof Amr Chonon, Lotishav El Besaif. And Yechim and Zakai came along and said that Chonon was correct, Lotishav El Besaif. So Rashi Shnei Dayanei Gezeiros Befarash B'Gemara. What does this phrase Dayanei Gezeiros mean? Chonon Omer Shnei Devarim Shlo Hayu Chachamim Moedim Loi. Obviously, he said more than two things. There's two things which he said, which the Chachamim disagreed, and that's why they're significant. And this is the first example. Tshava B'Soif Kishi Yishmu Boi Shemais. If they hear a Shmuel that he died, V'Talba Ligbois. Suvasa, she's coming to Fatim Suva, Tishava Shalai Ikwa Biyada Mishabala Klum. And maybe she has something, some possession from the husband she took for herself, which now really should be that if she wants to keep that, that it has to be calculated, subtracted from the value of the Ksuba. So she swears she has nothing. But Tishava Bitrila Bashas Gibri Mazarnas, when she's taking Mazarnas, she doesn't have to swear.
Are we to assume that the seven things from Avishalom are also
Chonon ben Avishalom? Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Seven things from Admon are also items that the Chachamim disagreed with.
Correct. And we'll see all of them in the parish. Okay. So the Mora says, "Veraminu." Ramini, I ask you a contradiction. Shlesha Diyani Gezelois Hoya Yerushalayim. So the gears over there was Diyani Gezelois, but not Gezeris, but Gezelois. And the fact that it was three and not two. So who were the three? So Adman ben Gadoi. So that we assume that a parallel to our Adman of our Mishnah. The Chanan Hamitzri, the Chanan ben Abi Shalom. So there was two Chanans. Okay. The Kasha Tlas a train, Kasha Gezerois a Gezelois. So were they two or were they three? And was it that their area of expertise was Gezelois or Gezerois? Okay, so the Marbisham Tlas a train location. The Choshev Leikatani, the Choshev Leikatani. See, even though there were more, as the Bryce says, what was relevant for our purposes of a discussion in our Mishnah, they were the ones which were listed. Tosfos points out that Choron Hamitzri, we'll see, was of the three, which is not listed in our Mishnah, was more Choshev. So the loss of a Choshev over here doesn't mean it's important, it's significant. That's the Tosfos starts off with. It just means that which the Mishnah wants to talk about. That's Tosfos' first shot. Tosfos brings the second shot it is a loss of Chashivus, and then he discusses that point. Okay. So that is not a kasha. Saying there was two, there was three. There might have been, but for the purpose of our discussion, these two are relevant because they have points which you want to talk about. So that doesn't bother me. Ella gezeros a gezelos kasha. So what were they? The only of gezelos, that was their area of expertise, making care in the moment is to make sure that the people got the money appropriately and not inappropriately, etc. Were they people that their strength was in the area of gzelos, gzeros? So Mor says over Rav Yitzchok Shai Goizrin gzeros al gzelos. So they were the ones who would put gzeros, Rashi would be kenosis. They set in place different types of kenosis to address situations of gzelos. So it's appropriate to call them Dionne Gezeros or Dionne Gezelos. Either one would be appropriate. Kedatanya. Kitma Natiya. If an animal was mazik, a sapling. So how much do you charge for the damage? Because we could charge the amount that it cost in the marketplace, might go up, might go down, and do we take into consideration what it would have produced, etc. So Grace Yomer Geizre Gezeres Sheberushalayim. So he quotes that the people who made the gzeris, which would be, they set up some type of a kanas system, said, "Armim natiya bashanosa shtei kesef, bash shtei shanim arba kesef." So here we have an example that there were guys with gzeris. They made rules about issues of financial responsibility that the person has taken away from somebody else, which is a form of gzeila. Exhale is a form of mazik. The Gemara in Baba Kama and Daf Dal and Amabez. So the Mishnah says there are the Mishnah at the beginning of Baba Kama says that there are four Abbas Nazikin, and it talks about examples where the issue is directly damages, torts. But the Gemara on Dal and Amabez, the Gemara brings a brisa which expands it to 13 cases of mazik, and the Mormon surprise expands it to 24 cases of mazik, and amongst those a list, Zela, Geneva, etc., those are form of mazik. Ikir responsibility that he's paying, the more seems to be saying, is not just for the fact that he took it, but the fact that he caused a loss to the person he took it from. So it's a form of mazik. That's, and they were addressing that by trying to address that people should get reimbursed appropriately. So that's fair. Appropriately. Okay. Ramini. The Mor says, okay, but I still have a different stira. Says there were three Dionic Gezeros, and that parallels what Armisha says, Gezeros. It says there were three. Admoin Bechonon Benochum. The third one was somebody named Nochum. So, what about him? Okay. Amar Papa Man Tana Nochum is Rabbi Nosson. He, Rabbi Nosson's version has it that there was a person named Nochum as the third party. Tanya Rabbi Nosson Armor, Ap Nochum Hamadi, Migoyze Gezeris Shibrishalayim Hoya. So the Nochum which we have in our Mishnayos in Brahma Melikin, Nochum Hamadi. So he was also, besides discussing Hilchos Shabbos, he was one of the guys of Gezeris Yerushalayim. The Chachamim did not agree with Rabbi Nosson that Nochum Hamadi was one of those people. So our town only says two in that, like the Bryce says three, and this Bryce is going like Rabbi Nosson. Where it says Mesul Laka, that's all there were, there was two. Omer Pinchas, Omer Rabbi Oishia, Shloish, Meyois, Matishim, Varba, Botedinim, Hoy Yerushalayim. So there were 394 Bote Dinim in Yerushalayim. Kenegdan Bote Kenesios, Kenegdan Bote Midrashas, Kenegdan Bote Sofrim. So there were. The Bryce is telling me compare, that the Bryce was saying that there was 394 Bote Dinim, 394 Bote Kenesios, 394 Bote Midrashas, 394 schools to teach children. Sorry, from over here is a place where they taught children. So where it says, Dayanim Tuba have many Dayanim. We're discussing ones who had put into place these types of rules. That's what we're talking about. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Avin ben Gadoi, Gerzer Gezeris Kenosis, so it means that they were put Kenosis in place. Kitman Atiyah, Gersin ben Bakama, Gabahem Shechazel Rishus Anizik, Hizika, she was Mazik, because Kotman Atiyah's Elon, she chopped off the top of the Atiyah's Elon, Kama Shaman Iso. So how you evaluate that? So they said it was 1 year old, Shte Kasif, Shte Mos. Bote Dinim shall esim b'shloisha. The Bote Dinim is referring to Bote Dinim of 23. I'm not sure how Rashi knew there was 23 and not Bote Dinim of 3.
It's a different year, so that says shloisha.
Okay, yeah, that's good. But they can see as they spiral to Davin, but the Joshua's Mishal Atama, they would learn, but they serve him, excuse me, Lulamid, Luma Tinoika, they would teach children. Okay. So the Gemara, back in our first white line. Omer Bihuda Murav Asi Gozwe Gezeris Shem Yerushalayim Hayunotlin Schoron. They were supported Tishim Betisha Mono Mitchumas Alishka. They were supported from the Chumas Alishka. So when the people, it's a sugya in Shkolim, people will give their Shkolim for the Beis Hamikdash for the Karbonis. So the Bezin was Zoicha in all the money to be used for the Kabbonis, but we know, for example, there's a Trumas Alishka. So let's understand, look, how it works. So there's a million people in Klai who contribute to this their master's a shekel. So we now have 1 million half shkolim, or we have half a million shkolim in there. They go in three times a year, and they take out, they do Trumas Alishka, they take out a basket full of coins, and they go and they use it for the kabbonis. So let's say, for argument's sake, that adds up to 2,000 coins. So the lucky 2,000, they have a chelik in the kabbonis, and nobody else has a chelik in the kabbonis. No. The pshat is, all the money belongs to Klai. So we're using some of the money for kabbonis, but everybody gets a chelik in the kabbonis. So what do you do with the rest of it? So Bezin had the authority to use it for other purposes. So one of them was they supported these guys in Kazeris, that they should be able to be doing their work. The more is going to discuss, are you allowed to get paid for this purpose, etc. That's going to be the discussion. This is one of the sugyas we talked about, the sugya of getting paid for learning, is based on this gemara over here. So the more says that they got, there were not the gemara and the rishonim over here. So they got paid tisha matisha mana from the Tumas Alishka, and Lord Rotsu, if they weren't happy with that, Musivan Lehem, verse says Lord Rotsu means they weren't happy with it, they wanted more. So Alta Bershiyas Kid, they're just taking money from the Tzibur for no purpose, that doesn't sound good. Elamor says Eloy Sofku means that if it wasn't enough, then Api Shalor Rotsu Masivan Aleim. So the correct here says if it wasn't enough and they were willing to live in poverty, so even though they did not want to take the money, the Bezin would force it on them. So now the Mor is going to grapple with getting paid for judging, because the Goz Exeris were really with the Yonim. So they're getting paid for judging. So the Mor says, Karna, Havishokol Istara Mizakai, Istara Michayim. He would get paid by the litigants himself, and each one would pay an istara, a coin called an istara. V'doyin l'hudina. So they would pay, and he would judge them. The Mor says, V'hechi Ovid Hochi, how could he get paid by them? You can't get paid for judging, because that shaykhat, you're getting bribed. You'll tell me, yeah, but the problem with the bribe is you get from one of the two parties. But so if you don't take from both, only take from one, the Torah says it's usher, because he's going to incline the din towards one person. But Karna, Kima the Shokal Mitavayu, Lui Osilat Sluye Dinah, he's got paid by both, so now he's not inclined, he's not going to incline the din towards one or the other, because both of them have paid him. If you're going to argue that that's true, the Mor says, V'chile Osilat Sluye Dinah Mishori, is that true that if we can feel confident he's not going to be Noita Din, it's Mutter? Like this, in the scenario of Tanya, the price it says on the pasuk, "Meshachel l'sikat." Matam alarm. What's the pasuk teaching me? Don't take a bribe. Imalah made shlod zakas hazachayev shlod chayvas hazakai. Vekray nemer l'satam mishpat. If the point over here is the Torah telling me don't take a bribe and judge incorrectly. Obviously not. That's the Lo Sata Mishpat, a person, a dayan who doesn't do his due diligence to try and paskin appropriately is over the Isra Bing Mata Mishpat. So any type of a bribery which would be necessary to would be relevant to trying to judge inappropriately, he's not doing his due diligence to try to judge correctly. I mean, yeah, a person makes a mistake, but the Satan Mishpat is a person is inclining it incorrectly, Now, why should he do that? I mean, he didn't work it through appropriately. So getting a bribe is obviously going to be relevant to that. So what's the chiddush of the bribe? El afilu lezakos is a zaki, lechayv is a chayv, or matara b'shechel l'sikach. So the Torah says you can't take shechel. So the word says, okay. Hani milahechel l'shechel b'taras shechel. Karna b'taras agra havi shechel. He wasn't taking it as some type of a present from the person, which then we have a problem that he's taking presents from the Bali Dinim, and that's going to be a problem of Shoichad. He was taking it as payment for his work. So he has the right to get paid for his work. So he charged both parties for the cost of his work. Moore says, doesn't like that. Bataris Agra Mishrari, is that permitted to get it as payment for work? But Tanan, Hanoito Schar Lodun, Din of Batalim, the person gets paid for being a Dayan. So the law is that the Bezin, the Psak is not valid. So you can't get paid for the work of being a Dayan. Okay, so where it says, okay, let's clarify a little bit better. Hani Mili Agra Dino, you cannot get paid for the work of being a Dayan. It's a mitzvah on the Torah. You have a chiyuv to do it, and that's the responsibility of the Dayan. So you can't say, I'm going to only do my mitzvah because you're paying me for the mitzvah. It's his responsibility to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He has no right to charge them. But karna agar b'tela havi shokel. What he was saying is that I had a job, and I'm taking a loss over here by judging you because I could have been doing my business. My work, so I need some type of compensation to allow me to be able to work, to be able to judge. Otherwise, I need to go to work and support myself. Samur says, "V'agar b'tela mishori." Even that, is that really permitted to take agar b'tela, the schar for the fact that you're bottled from doing your work? But Tanya, mechur hadayin. Or repulsive, okay, is the dayan should not discard lodun, and he takes payment for judging. El should dinoy din, but b'di'evad it's not mevatel the din. Now the mission says not discard lodun din of patelim. The Brisa says dinoy din. So what is the Brisa referring to? It can't be referring to regular hechidami. Ilema agar dino. If you're talking about getting paid for judging. So that can't be the price of means because dinner din, but shvivatanan, another schar lodin dinner b'talim. So the price cannot be referring to getting paid for judging, because that's the fair submission that bidi evid his din is not valid. So what does the price mean? It means agar b'talim. It's getting paid for the fact that he's not working, compensation for his loss of time. Of working, and but the brayta is telling mechur adayin that it's repulsive, so we have to assume that Karna would not have done such a thing. So what did he do? So we're answering Hani Mili betela de le muchum Karna betela de mucha have a shakel. Okay, so there's a person comes along with a claim of loss. Of payment, you know, loss of income. It's not always so obvious how much that would be. So that we say that's mechur adayin. He's taking money which is not obvious that looks inappropriate. People were saying that he's getting paid for the judgment, not for his schar b'tela, because he doesn't make that type of money. But by Karno, that was not true. It was clear to people what he was getting paid was obviously compensation for his loss of income because he was a well-known individual in the city. What was his business? So that he would he was a tester. He was a wine tester, not by taste but by smell. He could smell the wine and tell you if this wine has in it any problems that it will shortly go bad, so don't hold on to it, but sell it right now when it's still good. So that was his field of expertise. He was well known for that, and people would pay him. People would pay him money for that. So everybody, he could be doing this the whole day. You know, all the wine merchants need him for that. And he took off to judge. That was obvious to people that he was having a loss, and he gets Scarpa Taylor. And the Mora says, Kihadar Rav Huna, similar to the story which we have with Rav Huna, that Kihavi also did not come. When Rav Huna would have a court case would be brought to him, a case would come to the Besdin. So we see that Schar Batel, the Mucha is permitted. Omar Lahu, have Li Gavra, give me somebody. Yadolah be Chari Koi that can draw the water in my place.
Give me some money.
What?
Not give me some money. Give me a person.
Somebody.
Oh, somebody.
Harvey Garber, the Dolly Bechari Koi, give me a person who can stand in my place. And then I can go judge you the case. So he was there in the field doing work. He was drawing the water. He says, listen, I need to irrigate my field. I need to do this work. If you can get somebody else who can do it for me, then I can go judge. So in that situation, it was obvious that there's a loss that he's taking, etc. So then he'd be right. That would be an example where you'd be allowed to charge Schar Batela. Okay.
Sounds like it's like far more expansive, right? I mean, the first one's a very niche, you know, he's got some kind of specialty, so you have to have sort of a proven alternative occupation. This sounds like, well, like anybody who's sort of, you know, able-bodied.
He was working.
Yeah.
He's working, and he has the right to start with Taylor.
Yeah, but I mean, according to the sort of the first example, it seemed like it was much more limited.
Well, the Morris says that was kind of a story.
Yeah, but it's not representative when you bring, you know, some very unusual.
True, I mean, but that's why the Morris brings the second story. What?
There's no more focus.
No, the Morris was not expanding it. The Morris is building up this story that Agra. When the Morris brings the story, the Morris says the answer is whenever it's Chabad Tel, which is Mucha, is Mutzer. You're right. So that example is not, you know, was a well-known example. The answer is no. It's much more expansive than that.
Like, would it not be? I mean, you know, anybody who can be a dying can also be a teacher.
Well, getting paid for teaching is not so simple either.
So it's to this point, it sounds like you wanted to specialize in trying to find a substitute for him. And as a result, did you find a substitute for him? And there was a training. Was the second one, it sounds like something that would be easy to find somebody to step in. And perhaps you can't get paid up there rather than.
Well, the Morris bringing in an example of a Schar Batel de Mucha, and the Morris saying in Rav Huna's case it's another example of that he can get paid for his Schar Batel at Kiha. The Morris not bringing it as saying whether you get somebody else. The Morris saying that therefore if you want them to judge and he's going to there's a loss to him, so he has a right to say I'm only going to do this because I'm getting a loss. But when it's in the world of theoreticals, you know, I could argue, listen, if I had not went to yeshiva and spent so many years in yeshiva and be able to be a dai, and I could have went to Harvard and be making, you know, be a lawyer in a top firm and be making millions of dollars. So that's my Schar Batel is, I mean, I can't argue that. It's not muchach. Right? Maybe I would have failed, you know. Not made it to Harvard. I don't know. So, you know, that's not Schar Batel. Schar Batel is that there's clearly something in front of us where there's a loss. Well, I want to see the choices, but let's see Rashi first. Zak Rashi. So they get supported from the Chumas Alishchab. The Mora says, means that they just on their own decided they want more money. They're asking more than what they need to live on. So they're just then that's a problem. They're getting skar lodun. So more says no. The Adarab was the opposite. Los Sofkum was honest. They didn't even though they did not want to take, even though they did not have money for the Mazarnas. Abishal Rotzoliti, but they didn't want, Bezdin would force it upon them. Istra is a seller. But Torah Shaychadoi, if they take a Shloit Tichaveni im Zake Ani, so the Shaychah would be, listen, I'm paying you to make sure that you judge, I don't want you to be Mechayim me if I'm Zake. So I'm not asking you to judge against the Din, because that's Losat HaMishpat. But I'm discussing that the payment is to judge for me the way that I should win, if I deserve. So that's even that is usur. But Baturis Agra, Skar Tarach, he's getting paid for his efforts. That's mutter. Mor says no. The first Mor that deals with can you get paid for passing on a Bechor, if it has a mum or not. And the more from there goes to discussion of getting paid for Lodun. Okay, so the more says that the issur over there is Agardino. I want to get paid for judging. So you don't pay, you don't get your cleaners things back. You don't pay, you don't get your soup back from the tailor. You don't get your decision. But Agar Batela show you bottom in Malachta, that which he was bottom in Malachta. He's not getting paid. I'm charging you for the din. I'm just saying I took a loss. Morris says, "What was the karna? Do the habi toyi ba'amri the chamra mariach ba'oitzrus yain? And amri is an oitzer. He would go and smell in the oitzer where they would store the yain. Eiza ruilis kaim. Which one was? He could tell by smell which ones were going to last. Which barrels of wine were the wine was good wine, which could last for quite some time, and they could hold on to it." Which ones were carbly skalkal? They would sell immediately. Not hold on to them because if they do, they would go bad. That was a job which you could always get. You see, betel de muchach is permitted, like Rav Huna, how they govern the doli maya. That give me a person who could draw the water, mashka set aside to irrigate my fields, to water my fields. The charikoi, bimkaimi, the word charikoi means in my place. A charikoi, so what's this word charikoi? Rashi says, I think the pshat is loshen, the word is loshen pagum, kamar kanaim charuka is the shita schulen. So the word charikoi means my place. It means to fill the gap. So a charika is the which you have a surface which has pockmarks in it. It has cuts in it. Those are called. So talk about you have a. The horn of the animal, which has cuts in it, so the word that means over here, that's the I'm leaving a hole. Give me somebody else that can fill that hole for me. Let's just see this place in the bottom. Guys, exer should be shalom. Are you not in the scar of Tumas Alisha? Hodel Parach Hocha. Tosis says, why didn't the Gemara ask immediately on the case of the guys of Gezer Shem Shalayim? The issue of the whole conversation, the more brings that they got paid. The more doesn't say anything. The more brings the story with Karno, and the more says, one second, it's Shaychad, it's Karlodun, it's Karpatela. Well, why don't you ask the same question about the Gezeris? Why the more have to bring the story of Karno first to raise all these questions? So, Amarino Tam, Mishuddali Oster, Elami Bali Dinim. The answer is because that there he was charging the Bali Din. So that's where you get involved in the question that's a former Shaykh, the more says it's mutter, etc. But they were getting paid from the Chumas Alishka. So there's no Sheikhan over there. Fine. The Tosfos says, Rebbe Meforish, but my Rebbe, so Tosfos, whoever the Bali Tosfos is writing, is saying that his Rebbe, one of the early Bali Tosfos, this wasn't payment for judging. They were sitting the yonim constantly. So they're supposed to starve. Obviously, they couldn't work because their job was to constantly be available for din. Well, you put all the tzibur the furnace them, so the tzibur had to support them. That's not a problem. Alakarna akrai ba'alma hayyoshev. He was a person who had a business, and when he was needed, he would come and judge. And that the more asked on that, but how does he get paid for that? He has parnasa, he has his income, and we're not saying that his schar b'teila would mean otherwise he wouldn't have what to eat. He had what to eat. He made enough in, you know, the 2 hours that he worked a day that he kept what to eat. He says, yeah, but I could make more money. That's a whole new sugya. But to get paid what you need to be able to live, because you're available to do what you have to do for the tzibur has a responsibility to support you. My time and I'm Yossi Shapur, how did Karmala come on? Malamne Halka Shchita, Bichos Kemitza, the more quotes that there was other people who were supported by Chumas Alishka, the people who taught the Kahanim the halachas of Shkita and the halachas of Kemitza. So obviously Schar Talmud Torah also can use a Perkein Ben Amudar. The more says in the dorm you can't charge for teaching Torah. So how in the world could these people charge for teaching Torah? The answer is because they weren't charging for teaching Torah. They were people which the Tzibur needed to be available to teach these things, so the tzibur had responsibility to make sure they had what to live on, and that's not called charging for Talmud. That's not called star Talmud Torah. So this Tosfos is a major piece in regards to the sugya of getting paid for learning, for teaching, etc. Every Rosh Karl has to know this Tosfos. They have a good morning.